This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of Free Talk Live. Welcome to hour number two of our fine program. We are a radio program on about 200 or so radio stations. We also stream live on the internet, so we're worldwide, and we're on some satellite stations too, so we could be considered intergalactic.
Sure.
Isn't that right? Intergalactic space wizard.
That's right.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark, I can't remember the Beastie Boys song. What is the intergalactic?
It's called Intergalactic.
Yeah. But what do they say? A planetary. That's what they say next.
Yes. Intergalactic.
I wanted to say that afterwards. I just couldn't remember what it was.
Mark, you are the self-proclaimed intergalactic space wizard.
That's right. Because I can cast spells that solve people's problems.
Yeah.
Call in. Whatever your problem is, I'll cast a spell. Show you how to cast a spell.
I have a problem with hosts that overtalk me.
Wow.
Do you have a spell for that?
Uh-huh. You start with this incantation, and my spells are always this way. There's always some work involved and things like that. So you start by kissing my butt.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, maybe you can hire the intergalactic space wizard.
I am not cheap.
That's the old A-Team logo, right? If you have a problem and no one else can help, maybe you can hire the A-Team, right? Yeah. But we substituted
the A-Team. I certainly have a bad attitude, I can tell you that.
Bah Baracus. That was my favorite when they were trying to get him on a plane and they drugged him to knock him out and they put him on a stretcher and they're like, yes, this is the infamous Bah Baracus, B-A Baracus,
right, sure. Right?
But they just pronounced it and I'm like, oh, that's unique because I'm a wordy guy. Did we say who we are?
I think so.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
We did that part.
Let's just go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Creighton calling from Kentucky, I believe. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to call in, and this is related to the topic that's been running through this evening.
Which topic? Drag queen story time?
Yes.
All right.
When I was a teenager, I went to a private school. I went to a Catholic private school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really long, flowing hair.
Yep.
And I'm blonde, technically, so it was pretty. I was a very good looking young man when I was that age. And I had a limitation that I could only grow it out to 5 inches below my collar because I went to a private school. And I wanted to turn it purple, to color it purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never allowed to do this as a child. And then when I turned 17, I joined the Marine Corps.
And you certainly weren't allowed to do it then.
I was going
to
say, and the Marines were like, sure, go ahead, turn it purple.
and then my beautiful hair was gone, and it never returned because I lost it.
Right.
Over time. But my point of that short story is that as a teenager, I wanted to stand out. I wanted to be noticed.
Yeah.
And that's how I view most of this drag queen stuff, is it isn't necessarily sexual in nature for the person doing it.
Is it attention grab?
It's an outward expression of, I want your attention today. Because, of course, a drag queen doesn't have to dress like that or put on the outfit as a rule. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can go and have normal jobs. Right. And don't have to worry about that kind of thing. Aria chooses not to do that. That is her choice. That's fine. I care not. But my point of saying that is that it's the perception from others that this is a sexual thing is what causes the problem. Not because
that's interesting. Because when I was growing up, I didn't want to conform. right? I rebelled against mm-hmm. the status quo. Right, I didn't want to wear, you know, some sort of uniform to school. I only went to a private school for a short period of time, but they had a dress code and whatever. But when it got to like middle school, high school, like I also attempted to grow my hair out long, much to my parental unit's chagrin. They would have none of that, you know. When I was growing up, the left ear pierced became in vogue, and so I of course wanted to do that.
Yes, because right was wrong.
I eventually got my left ear pierced, and then after wearing an earring for a period of time, I was like, this is way too much of a hassle. I'm not going to do this anymore. And so
can't sleep on this side.
I just gave it up. But like, but these were things, you're right, I wanted, I don't know that I necessarily wanted attention from people, but what I wanted people to know was that I was not going to go along with, you know, the status quo, the proposed way that society or religion or government wanted me to behave.
I had the same sort of experience in high school. I, you know, dressed in such a way. I just wanted to sort of say, hey, I'm not one of you people. I'm something different,
right.
Which, of course, made me look just like the people that were all saying this. But regardless, I, you know, then had a period of time where I didn't get to choose my clothes and my haircut, just as Crichton did. And then when I got out, I was a man. And the decision that I had made at that point was, as I've thought about this, and I've decided that whatever uniqueness I wish to show, I'm going to show in my personality and not in my hair and my clothes and things like that, right? You know, like I don't need, if I just go ahead and dress whatever way is, you know, most common and effective, then I can move in and out of whatever groups I want to, and I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that. I was kind of more, like, I had long, long dreadlocks. I mean, my hair is long right now, so, like, down to my butt still, but long dreadlocks. They were all different colors. I had, like, beads in them.
Dreads?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, for a while. I would always wear band t-shirts, and I would always wear the printed leggings, and I just looked very different than the other preppy people that I went to high school with, and it was more like I wanted to be different. But kind of like Mark said, in your efforts to be different, you're just like a bunch of other people.
Yeah, you do somewhat homogenize yourself with whatever group you're
fitting
in with.
Exactly. So, yeah. And I like the idea of it's not so much your appearance, it's more your personality, but looking like a normal person does, like, it's helped me kind of be more of a chameleon where, like, I can work in different jobs in different industries and still come back here, you know, sit on the show and still be myself, but it's easier for me to survive and thrive in life not being so, you know, like, I'm not going to go in certain places wearing a Ron Paul shirt where, you know, people are going, you know, it's just, it's not really being fake, but it's just, you know, a defense mechanism kind of, or, you know, a way to survive in the world and be able to be successful.
Creighton?
Likewise, I've learned not to put libertarian bumper stickers on my car. I get way fewer tickets now.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have any bumper stickers at all.
I have the get out of jail free card, so.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really wanted to make a point about is the talking about the drag queen story hour, is that the problem isn't that there are people that want to do this and want to do this wearing a flamboyant costume. That's not the problem. The problem is that the perception from social norms, from the classic society of the familiar nuclear family, it upsets that. And while it's not necessarily true that it's sexually related for the person actually wanting to do it, it is undeniable that there is a subset of drag queens for which it is a sexual thing. And that is the perception that has to be dealt with. I don't really know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, no,
here's a question that I would ask is if you can dress like anything in order to do story time, why do you want to dress like a drag queen?
Mm.
You know.
Well, I looked it up.
Yep.
And it was deliberately to suppress the heteronormative effects of regular story time.
And I got that. But why does anyone care about heteronormative story time? Like, you are really obsessed with gender and that sort of thing.
First of all, there's just story time.
Right.
Like, I've never heard anyone put on heteronormative story time.
Right. Well, that's it. I think that that's understood. Story time is just heteronormative story time.
Creighton, thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. More free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
we're better than ever. Or are we? You be the judge. You can call us and tell us all about it. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right. We were talking about all sorts of things related to drag queen story time.
It occupies the news, and this is I want to make sure that people don't think I take one or the other side on this one, because I think that the Republicans obsess on this topic.
They do, yeah.
In a lot of ways. Like, you know, here's what I'll say. I agree with a couple of points surrounding transgendered, because cross-dressing, drag queens, transgendered are not the same thing.
Yeah, all different.
You know, like, I think that the best thing to say about drag queens are people who want attention. People who are transgendered have some kind of, I don't know what to call it, mental illness that causes them to, you know, live in a world.
Gender dysphoria.
Yeah, gender dysphoria. Why am I this gender? Why am I not the other gender? Okay, I can see it. It seems legit to me.
Yeah.
I know that there's hermaphroditic people with ambiguous sexual, genitalia, and I know, I am willing to believe that somebody could have the same sort of issue in their head.
Did you hear about the man with five penises?
What's that?
His rubber fit like a glove.
That's very clever. You can't tell these jokes because I lose my train of thought. So the when you're talking about these transgendered people, especially when they haven't been transitioning long, competing in high school or college sports, and doing jujitsu against girls and breaking their arms and stuff like that.
I believe
that.
It's called anti-Semitic jitsu.
Whatever it is, and. Or, there's, I think this bathroom thing, I think we're coming into a culture. In Europe, there's just bathrooms.
Right,
you just go in the bathroom.
Right, yeah.
And it's a lot better. Whatever. Wash your hands.
Not stalls, just kind of like single bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
And the stalls go to the floor to ceiling, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not like you've got somebody,
Yeah, peeking under, whatever. Yeah.
What is going on there? Why do we have to have this little space between the stalls? Well, I guess it's for mopping.
And if you think about, like, a regular household, like, the regular house has one or two bathrooms.
Yeah.
But it's not gender specific. It's just whatever happens to be open at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
No, and I definitely like that better, just because it's weird that bathrooms have become so, like, sexualized and polarized. Right. Like, no one, because I'm sure there are creeps out there going into the little girl's room trying to be a perv. But I think for the most part, especially with trans people, where trans people are targeted way more than, just regular straight people, right? So, being a non-biological woman, you're way more likely to be assaulted than... I don't know if it's more likely than just being a regular biological woman, but it's definitely more likely than just being a man and dressing in normal clothes, So I think the majority of trans people are not trying, there's no malicious intent there. They are just trying to exist. They are just trying to portray themselves in the way that is most comfortable for them. They're just trying to use the bathroom that's most comfortable for them.
And this brings up an interesting subtopic that I'll segue into, and that is somebody really needs to upgrade bathroom technology, right? And this I mean specifically powerful exhaust fans, right? people are stinky. Yeah. When they do the number two, sometimes it is darn powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful that you walk in, you're like, oh my God. And you get wafted in the face and you got to leave because you cannot take care of business in that situation. Now, if every stall and every sort of a, we'll call them public bathrooms, anybody that offers, you know, bathrooms to large amounts of people where there's stalls, airports, bus terminals, public places, that kind of thing. If they could just install some of these very powerful exhaust fans that sort of suck the air out of the area in which people are taking care of their business, I think life could improve a lot for majority of the people on planet Earth.
And that's the real issue with public bathrooms. Like, I don't care about trans people using the bathroom.
Get a better fan.
Yeah. Like, let's talk about the real issues.
An exhaust fan, please. A large one. Many of them.
So, Aria, our co-host here, and she's on several nights a week, and I don't know which one. She's in many ways.
Normally Wednesday. Yeah.
Sort of number three on the show. And she's trans. Now, Aria has that look of somebody who's trying to get a little more attention for themselves.
Sure.
That bright red hair.
Yep.
And, you know, wearing clothes that, you know, say, look at me. But I know that Aria deals with a lot of downside for dressing the way that she does.
Yeah.
And my presumption is that if she could, if somehow that she could get away with not dressing the way that she does, she would.
Right.
And that she has to do it for whatever reason that goes on in her head. I don't know what it is, and I'm never going to understand, and that's okay if I don't understand. But, you know, what the conclusion I've come to after years of working with Aria is, well, she must be serious about this.
Well, I just figured that, like, she's comfortable in that.
Yeah, I don't think she dresses, like, too flamboyantly.
Yeah.
I think she just wears...
She's got bright red hair.
What? And, like, I mean, yeah, the hair, but as far as, like, her, like, clothing attire goes, it's pretty, like, it's not very flashy. It just seems like that's what's comfortable.
Some days are better than others.
Well, yeah. Aria and I...
Oh, yeah, the tube tops, maybe. Okay, now, yeah, I can kind of see that then. Yeah.
Aria and I and a sometimes fill-in host known as Mushmouth Mike put together a band called Thud, and we played at Pork Fest during the height of the lockdowns on July 4th. And there was some video of it, and some of my musician friends, you know, back in the Seattle area, saw clips, and they were like, oh, you got a chick guitar player. And I'm like, well, that's Aria. This is what's known as a trans person, you know. And they're like, oh, we didn't know, kind of a thing. Like, you know, and like, you know, for them from, you know, the video that was taken, it was hard to tell.
Sure.
But then they were like, well, what's it like being in a band with a trans person?
Like, and I'm like a regular person.
I'm like, dude, Aria's like over 6 foot tall. It's kind of like being in a band with Steve Snyder from Twisted. It's, you know, like, it's really no different. She's just a person. You know, she has a personality.
Nothing to it, yeah.
She's got some skills on the guitar. You know, we get together, we rehearse. That's what it's like being in a band. It's just, it's no different.
Yeah. Right?
603-283-6160. Coming up, I want to talk about cities leading the way in another massive exodus from U.S. public schools. More Free Talk Live is next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The U.S. announced new military aid for Ukraine and said it would disrupt Russian ties with Iran. Kyiv warned of a winter-long power deficit after infrastructure attacks, and Vladimir Zelensky said Ukraine is holding its ground in the Donbas despite huge difficulties. Vladimir Putin said Russia, the world's biggest exporter of energy, could cut production and will refuse to sell oil to any country that imposes the West's stupid price cap. Long lines have formed at pharmacies in many Chinese cities by people looking to buy cough medicines, flu drugs, and masks, and the state market regulator warned against price gouging in anti-COVID products. This is happening after China made a dramatic pivot toward economic reopening, loosening key parts of its zero COVID policy. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
So forward.
And side to side.
Occasionally we're sideways.
Is that a euphemism?
Probably. we're off of asms and out of isms again. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. The telephonism that you need to dial to get on the show is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Yes, Nikki.
And Mark.
All right, so, finally, here we
finally.
Go. Finally. Here we go. From FEE.org.
B.
Cities lead the way in another massive fall exodus from U.S. public schools. Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle are among...
Before you go on, who's the author of this?
Carrie McDonald.
Yeah, I've met Carrie. She's really cool. On the spot on this homeschooling stuff. Yeah.
Sweet.
I was surprised that, I mean, these names you don't associate with homeschooling. Los Angeles, Chicago, right. And Seattle.
I know.
Are among the cities to see public school enrollments plummet for the second consecutive year.
Well, also imagine how those three cities, imagine how terrible their public schools probably are.
Mm.
I actually knew someone who worked in Los Angeles public schools, and obviously they have multiple because LA is huge.
LA and Chicago are probably horrible. Seattle, however, having lived there, Seattle's a weird place, man, because it is like the youngest large city.
Yeah.
right? It didn't come up until the 50s or something, and even then it was because it was just Boeing, but it wasn't until Microsoft, right, late 80s, you know, mid to late 80s, when they really had that tech boom and became sort of a tech hub through the 90s and the grunge era and all that kind of thing. Seattle is a weird place in that it doesn't have, unlike L.A., Chicago, Boston, it doesn't sort of have what they refer to as an inner city. Right. This is referred to as it's usually associated with, you know, a certain race of people living there.
Yeah.
But Seattle, the bad section of town, whatever.
Yeah. Seattle doesn't really have that. They have like a section of town where largely the homeless population hangs out. It's called Georgetown. Mm-hmm. There's also some really killer bars in Georgetown. But Seattle is a very homogenous city as far as race is concerned. They do have a Chinatown, and it's just like a strip where there's a whole bunch of, like, you know, Asian restaurants and things of that nature.
Where else would you go to eat?
but compared to other cities, I think because Seattle is so young that it was far more homogenized racially than and culturally even than any other city. There's
Makes a large
population of Indian, Pakistani people there. Lots of different types of Asians, including Chinese, Japanese, you know, that type of a thing. Lots of brown people from different regions of planet Earth. I met more British people in Seattle than I have in any other big city. So, just a caveat, because I have some experience after having lived there, that Seattle, to make this list, to me, is a real statement that they're seeing schools, enrollment in public schools plummet for the second year. It really says something to me.
So during COVID, my son was going to private school, and we got to see what it was like for him to go to school. Like, the, you know, there's this time frame where he's going, that last little portion of 2020, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is pretty bad. Like, this isn't, this, you're calling this school? You know, we're paying for this? You know? Yeah. And it, I think a lot of parents saw that. They saw it wherever their kids went, that, you know, they're like, this is not magic. I thought magic was going on here, and this isn't it.
Are you talking about being able to watch him do stuff online?
Right.
And
right.
Seeing
what goes on online. But, you know, there's this major in school called early childhood education.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, I've never taken it. You've never taken it. Captain, you've never taken it, right?
Nope.
I have.
Oh, yeah. You have taken it.
Yeah, I had to take it for one of my degrees.
I am of the opinion that this is probably not magic that goes on in here either, because it seems like, you know, in so many cases in this, I was listening, watching this class go, and I'm like, I could do this. This is not hard. And, you know, they got a curriculum, they're spitting this stuff out, and they're doing their thing, and it's like, wow, this is pretty lame. And I think that government school, probably all the worse, because this was a private school, all the worse is the parents are like, this is what they get all day?
And I think there's so many more options nowadays where, like, say 30 years ago, couldn't do school online. It just wasn't a thing. So if you wanted, you either had to yourself homeschool your kids, build the curriculum, or buy the curriculum from like hard copy stuff, send them to a private school, which most people can't afford, and or public school. Like, those were kind of the options, where nowadays there's a lot of affordable online homeschool curriculums.
Well,
so pairing that, and it's more common, I think, in certain areas where homeschooling groups, you know, where it's becoming more of a thing, can kind of swap the kids back and forth. I can't take the kids on Tuesdays, you take the kids on Wednesdays, sort of thing.
The fact of the matter is this. This is factual. You can go to any educational website. Most of them will publish, I'm talking public school, even private schools, most of them will publish their curriculum. Right, what is required for our teachers to teach the students for this grade, that grade, the next grade, right? And sometimes they change that from year to year, but it's largely the same year after year after year, particularly for childhood, early childhood. And so you can go and you can look at what that curriculum is, and then you can go online to all of the known places. YouTube, for example, has all of this stuff available to you. There are educational sites that publish documents for free, that you can read the required books for free or otherwise download them. So everything that is taught in public schools including the outline for what to teach and how and what and during when. And
well, that's all dictated by the state.
Right, I understand. But it's all available publicly, right? So you can go online and view all this stuff and download all the stuff you need to teach it yourself or to have the students engage in learning at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, public school is completely irrelevant.
Well, you need a baby. I think.
Well, that's what it is. Middle class babysitting, welfare
exactly.
Babysitting day prison.
So yeah. That's what it reveals. It reveals public school as what it really is. Your children are not there to learn. All the information they need is available to them online. You do not need public schools to force feed your children this information. It's all there. You can teach it. You can hire somebody to teach it for you. You can engage grandma or Auntie M or whoever, somebody in your family that ain't doing anything to like sort of guide your children through learning, reading, writing, arithmetic, right? It only takes less than, I don't remember what the time is, to learn basic arithmetic and basic reading, you know, a matter of hours, right, over the course of like a week or something. Most fundamental reading, most fundamental arithmetic can be taught in a very short period of time. So what is school doing with all the rest of your child's time?
Keeping them busy is ultimately the answer. We homeschooled for the first, until he was 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the age was. And you are always homeschooling. Like, your kids are always learning. Before they go to kindergarten, they're learning. While they're, they're at home from school, they're learning. So you're always homeschooling. But what we did was, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on the day and what we were doing, of learning per day. And then the rest of it's play and activity and, trying things and mimicking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Math and reading, by the way, reading was very easy for our son, and I'm not saying this is going to work for every kid, but we had an advertiser called Baby Reading Kit. I think it was babyreadingkit.com. I doubt you can go look if it's still there. And they sent us a copy, and Jack didn't get to watch a lot of TV as a kid, and that's the key, is if you're using Frozen as a babysitter, if you're turning on all the Disney movies as a babysitter, that's the problem.
Right.
Because the only thing he got to watch was this baby reading kit, and as a result, he was reading at at 16 months.
But they're showing TV and movies in public schools, too. And
sure.
The teacher's too lazy. They
anything to keep the kids busy.
The AV cart, and they use it as a babysitter themselves, too. 603-283-6160. More on the exodus from public schools coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Extend the and then go with a short we're back, but this time I did a short and a long we're, and then a short back.
Short back.
Short back. It's not a euphemism.
I don't know how you do
a long back?
A long back, yeah.
Back!
But yeah, you stretch out the A.
There we go. It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. Free Talk Live. If you don't know about us, you can visit freetalklive.com to find out more. We are a live radio call-in program where you can call. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
We're talking about this article. Well, we haven't really gotten into the article. This article from fee.org, F-E-E.org, states that apparently, cities are leading the way in another massive fall exodus from U.S. public schools. Now, last year, we covered this on Free Talk Live. I think it was around October, and that's when this was published, actually, late October of this year. Since COVID, once schools started coming back, people, you know, Mark, you talked about your homeschool experience, but people found out, like, oh, this is what goes on in schools now that school was in their living room or their kitchen or wherever their kids were when they were doing all this like remote Zoom learning because they closed down the schools because they were afraid of COVID or whatever. And parents were like, oh, well,
yeah, we could do this.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of having our kid in school? And so
they see exactly how much class time there is per day, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're COVID, you're watching, all right, the Zoom thing, and then there's just all this messing around. And
yeah, and I'm like, sure it's...
Oh, this is like an hour's worth of work a day.
Well, and I'm sure it's a lot different, like, online versus, like, I'm sure they were doing more in person, like, just reflecting back on my experience in public schools. Like, we were kind of doing stuff all day for most of the day. I'm sure, like, teachers transitioning into doing stuff online and... I'm sure it's a lot more difficult for them when they're not used to that to do the curriculum via Zoom, plus all the technical difficulties. Yeah. Teachers don't know how to use computers.
Very interesting. Nationwide, homeschooling numbers tripled last year from their pre-pandemic levels, driven largely by black families who left district schools for homeschooling at the highest rate of any demographic group and are now overrepresented in the homeschooling population.
I'm not surprised.
Compared to K through 12 public schools. That is surprising to me. I would have expected, I don't know, like so-called conservative, yeah, or whatever demographic that is, like white conservative, Republican. Mm-hmm. I would have expected them to be more of the homeschool slant than black families. Although, yeah, to be fair, there is a very large anti-government, if you will, anti-state sentiment amongst the black population.
Yeah.
And has been since, like, I can remember.
I mean, I wonder why.
Since they've been dealing with the state.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely, 100%. I think that a homeschooling trend is a good thing. Homeschooling is cheap and provides your kid, in most cases, with the best education.
Yes.
Not every case. Certainly, there are some, you know, kids out there that are getting crappy educations at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, sorry, I don't know what to say about that. But don't worry, kids are getting crappy educations in public schools, too.
Right.
Not only, you know, we have an advertiser here on on Pre-Talk Live that gives different statistics, but, you know, there's 1 out of 5 students nationwide is functionally illiterate upon graduation.
Right, right.
Not now, not the ones that dropped out,
right,
not the ones that ended up in prison, which, by the way, public school is wildly overrepresented in,
yep,
but the graduates, 1 out of 5.
Right.
So, and then in some districts, it's 2 out of 5.
They're getting the certificate, they're wearing the hat and the robe.
So that might sound ridiculous to you. It might be like, oh, this is almost unbelievable. I throw that statistic out a lot. And
we do here on Free Talk Live frequently.
The response I get from people has been alarming because I've gotten a lot of people tell me, yeah, I don't really know how to read. Yeah, I really could not form an email. Or I'm actually shocked how many people cannot read and write.
Yeah.
Like people who I interact with daily, and I'm like, I would have never known that you've never read a book front to back before.
Like,
seriously,
it's
unbelievable to me, but now I believe it because people have been, you know, reporting this to me. It's
like,
crazy.
I guess I'm spoiled in some ways that most of my life has been in some sort of a technical role, tech support, you know, or a glorified version of that. I don't read books for the most part. It's been a long time since I picked up a book and read it front to back, you know, a fictional book or even a nonfiction book. If I do, it has been online, but I have spent a majority of my time reading things that resemble manuals, right? You know, if you buy a new piece of electronic gear, you read the most people don't read them. I read the manuals, right?
Mm.
For literally everything that I buy, and then also, like, for the day job, right? I've had to read so many, we'll call them manuals, technical papers, you know, regarding whatever it is, whatever platform I'm trying to work on. So I do a bunch of reading. I just don't do it in the way, like, regular folks do, like people who have,
leisure,
like,
reading.
Yeah, in fact, I don't want to read for my leisure, right? It's something that it's not relaxing to me. It's not a thing that I find, you know, centers me is to read something. Although I have read a number of books that I've enjoyed. You know, you spend your 2 weeks at grandma's over the summer and you better bring something, you know, or you got to take a long cross country flight and, you know, you've got to bring something, right? If you're not going to participate in their, onboard entertainment.
Yeah.
Right. So I have read, but it's just not something that I do as a leisure activity.
Just what you said there reminded me of an article that I read today. And then, you know, I probably read 6-7 articles per day in order to be able to do show prep. And
right. Free Talk Live has me reading article after article after article all the time.
But from Inc.com, keep forgetting things? Neuroscience says this memory-fixing brain habit works best. The results were, and this is a quote from the study, incontrovertible. Did I have that right? Controvertible. Yes. Regular, engaged reading strengthened older adults' memory skills. So, brain training games.
Yeah.
This was actually a study on brain training games, and they found that they don't really work.
Right.
Yeah, reading was much better.
Yeah, crossword puzzles. They're like, you know, they work. Reading, incontrovertible, is what they say. So if you want to keep the brain plastic and going, reading for pleasure is the terminology they used. And then one step further than that I would add is learn a language.
Yeah, I'm sure learning a language is definitely
Duolingo great. Makes this so easy.
Oh, yeah.
You can go on there and you can learn
it's like a game.
You can learn a language from Klingon, Elvish, Esperanto,
Kapla.
Right? From the silly ones to Spanish, French, Arabic. You know, like you can learn whatever it is you want to learn. They've got it. They've got Portuguese too, and that little bit just keeps your brain learning something new. And honestly. Now, admittedly, I know some Spanish, but it takes me 3 to 5 minutes, and I do it twice a day. Mm-hmm. So I'm a pretty busy guy, and I've got 10 minutes, you know, 5 minutes twice a day.
Yeah.
And so what I would contend that you do, too, dear listener.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'm going to – because I read this, I'm going to spend some time reading for pleasure. My son and I do read some comic books here and there, graphic novels.
I know you're a Marvel fan, at least.
I certainly am. And he's now gotten into some Piers Anthony. For those that don't know, he does several of the Xanth series and a few others. And I think I'll just start reading those with him so I can talk to him about it.
I think that comic books, at least for me growing up as a kid, had some value in teaching ethics and morals.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, reading skills and vocabulary and a whole variety of things that just slid in.
Yeah, and especially with the way some of the comic book writers would use even slanguage or more of the pronunciation of the word versus the actual word. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Well, I would like to give a special thank you to Stan Lee and the writers of comics throughout the years, because I read so many. I would, all evening long, I'd read comics.
Right. Right? It wouldn't be spelled Y-O-U-K-N-O-W in the comic books. It would be Y-A-K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
Or it'd be one word, Y-A-N-O, or Y-A-K-N-O-W. They would make it into one word. And so it helped me to hear people speaking words better than knowing what the actual words were, because I was able to read sort of the slanguage in the comic book.
I loved how Thor spoke like a King James Bible. He's a Norse god.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.